Most of those who believe they should stop find it very difficult to do so. They find it's become a deeply ingrained habit, a habit they can't change just because they want to.
We are here today to witness the opening of a new box to replace the box which used to stand on the corner of Ulverston Road and Sandwood Crescent. Owing to a program of road widening being carried out by the Borough Council, the Ulverston Road box was removed, leaving the wall box in Esher Road as the only box for the people of the Ulverston Road area. This new box will enable the people of the Ulverston Road area to post letters, postcards, and small packages without recourse to the Esher Road box or to the box outside the post office in Turner's Parade, which many people used to use, but which has now been discontinued owing to the opening of this box, and also to the reorganisation of box distribution throughout the whole area, which comes into force with the opening of the new boxes at the Wyatt Road post office in July. Nuisance et ce matin, de quoi tu m'as dit, de quoi tu m'as dit, qui ont placé la boîte qui autrefois était placée au coin de Ulverston Road à Sandwood Crescent. Parce que du projet pour l'élargissement de la rue qui fait par le Borough Council, la boîte de Ulverston Road est remplacée et la boîte de Muir dans Esher Road est la seule boîte pour les peuples de Ulverston Road. Cette boîte nouvelle rendre capable les hommes de Ulverston Road de mettre dans le poste les lettres, les cartes postales et des petits paquets. Si on a besoin de la boîte de Muir dans Esher Road ou les boîtes de la Turner's Parade bureau de poste, qui beaucoup des hommes sont fait usage, mais qui est maintenant discontinué.
A perfectly ordinary morning in a perfectly ordinary English suburb. Life goes on as it has done for years. But soon this quiet pattern of life was to change irrevocably.
Wir sind heute Morgen sehr erhoben, ein neuer Briefkasten hierher beginnt.
The commonplace routine of a typical Monday morning would never be the same again. For into this quiet little community came Mr. Neutron. Mr. Neutron, the most dangerous and terrifying man in the world. The man with the strength of an army. The wisdom of all the scholars in history. The man who had the power to destroy the world. Mr. Neutron. No one knows what strange and distant planet he came from or where he was going to. Wherever he went, terror and destruction were sure to follow. Mr. Neutron, the man whose incredible power has made him the most feared man of all time, waits for his moment to destroy this little world utterly.
Then there's Stanley, he's our eldest. He's a biochemist in Sutton. He's married to Shirley. Shirley, who used to be the hairdresser.
Yes, that's right. I think she's a lovely person. Mind you, my husband doesn't. Thinks she's a bit flash.
I hate her. I hate her guts.
Of course, they come down most weekends, so you'll be able to meet them then.
I'd love to. Hairdressing is very interesting.
Oh, yes, and very important, too. If you don't care for your scalp, you get rabies. Then there's Kenneth, he's our youngest. Mind you, he's a bit of a problem, at least my husband thinks he is, anyway.
Nasty little piece of work he is. I hate him.
Mind you, the one we don't hear much about nowadays is Karen. She married a Canadian. He's a dentist. They live in Alberta. Two lovely children. Gary, who's 3. Leslie, who's 6. Leslie looks after this spitting image of Karen. Do you want to see a photo?
Oh, yes, please.
All right.
They're a couple of little bastards. They've got eyes like little pigs, just like their mother. She's a disaster. Really horrible-looking person she is. I thought that one would stay on the shelf. But along comes this stupid dentist git. He's a real creepy little bastard he is, I hate him.
This is a nice area.
It's like a bloody graveyard, I hate it.
It's handy for the shops and convenient for the West End.
If you like going to the West End. I think it's a stinking dump.
Meanwhile, in Washington, at the headquarters of FEAR, the Federal Egg Answering Room, in reality a front name for FEEBLE, the Free World Extra-Earthly Bodies Location and Extermination Center, all was not well.
Good God! Get me the Supreme Commander of Lancian Air Forces, immediately!
Feeble?
Yes, sir.
What is it?
Mr. Neutron is missing, sir.
Mr. Neutron? Oh, my God! Okay, surround the entire city. Send in 4 waves of armed paratroopers with full ground-to-air missile support. Alert all air bases. Destroy all roads. We'll bomb the town flat if we have to.
Sir, he's not in Washington, sir.
Okay, hold everything. Hold everything, hold everything, hold it. Lay off.
We don't know, sir. All we know is he checked out of his hotel and took a bus to the airport.
All right. I want a full-scale red alert throughout the world. Surround everyone with everything we got. Mobilize every fighting unit and every weapon we can lay our hands on. I want 3 full-scale global nuclear alerts with every Army, Navy, and Air Force unit on eternal standby.
Right, sir.
And introduce conscription.
Yes, sir.
Right. So the world was in the grip of fear. A huge and terrifying crisis generated by one man. Easily the most dangerous man the world has ever seen. Honestly. Though still biding his time, he could strike at any moment. Could he be stopped in time?
Got a bit of work to do there, then.
Yes, it is a problem.
Mrs. Ottershaw never used to bother. Then, of course, she was very old. She was 206. Well, must be going. If you need a hand, I'll send Frank round. He could do with a bit of exercise. That old bastard.
Captain Carpenter here, sir. We've been on red alert now for 3 days, sir. Still no sign of Mr. Neutron.
Have we bombed anywhere? Have we shown him we got teeth?
Oh, yes, sir. We've bombed a lot of places flat, sir.
Good. We don't want anyone to think we're chicken.
Oh, no, they don't think that, sir. Everyone's really scared of us, sir.
Of us?
Yes, sir.
Of our power?
Oh, yes, sir. They're really scared when they see those big planes come over.
Wow, I bet they are. I bet they are. I bet they're really scared.
Oh, they are, sir.
Do we have any figures on how scared they are?
No figures, sir. But they sure were scared.
What? But it's not working.
Oh, sir.
Okay. We'll try another tactic. We'll try and outsmart this neutron guy. Yeah, there's one man I know who could nail him.
One guy? That won't frighten anyone, sir.
He's the most brilliant man I ever met. We were in the CIA together. He's retired now. He breeds rabbits up in the Yukon.
What's his name, sir?
His name is Teddy Salad.
Salad, as in...
lettuces, cucumber, radishes, yeah.
Where do I find him, sir?
The Yukon. Oh, and Carpenter.
Yes, sir?
Make sure you get a decent disguise.
My name's Carpenter. I'm from the U.S. government.
Are you from the army?
No. I'm from the ballet, the U.S. government ballet.
The ballet? The ballet's coming here?
Well, maybe.
Oh, that's great. We love the ballet. Last year, some of us from Yellow River, we got on a party to go and see the ballet in Montreal.
Look, I was wondering...
We had a marvelous time. It was Margot Fontaine dancing Les Sylphides. Oh, it was beautiful.
Look, do you know...
Do you know how old she is?
Who?
Margot Fontaine.
No.
She's 206.
Oh. Well, look, I hear there's a U.S. ballet organizer around these parts by the name of Teddy Salad.
You mean the special agent?
Well,
he's an ex-CIA man. He's not a ballet dancer.
Well, I just want to see him on some ballet business.
Oh, well, you could try the store.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, could you get us Lionel Blair's autograph?
While precious time was being lost in Canada, the seconds were ticking away for the free world. Already, Neutron, who you will remember is infinitely the most dangerous man in the world, he really is, was gathering allies together.
Try having an omelette for your evening meal, perhaps with yogurt and grapefruit.
I tried that. I once got down to 56 stone, boy. I couldn't stay like I had to take potatoes wherever I went. I used to go to the cinema with 300 weight of King Edwards. I'd eat them all before I got out of the toilet. I had to go on to bread.
What about salad?
Teddy salad?
No. Salad as in lettuces, radishes, cucumber.
You don't like it?
No, I didn't want to eat a salad. I wanted to find out about a man called Salad.
You're the first person to order a salad here for 2 years. All the Eskimos eating here is fish.
We are not Eskimos. Where's our fish? We finished our fish.
What a fish you want today, huh?
Bream!
Where do I get the bream at this time of year, you bloody choosy Eskimo pests?
We are not Eskimos.
Why don't you like a nice plate of cannelloni?
That's not fish.
Oh, I've had my lot in the Arctic Circle. I wish I was back in Oldham.
Do any of you Eskimos speak English?
We are not Eskimos.
I am.
Shh. Hello.
Where?
Do any of you know a man called Salad?
What? Salad as in...
lettuce, cucumbers, tomatoes, yeah?
Like you have on your plate?
Yeah, that's right.
No, I'm afraid not. Where's our fish?
What does this Teddy Salad do?
He's a hen teaser.
Che cosa? L'astuccicatore di porno.
No, the only Teddy Salad we know is a CIA man.
He might know.
Don't go! Where's our fish?
Where will I find him?
Oh, he lives up at Kipper Sound.
Thanks a lot.
Fishy-fishy-io!
Are you in international spying too?
No. No. I'm with the U.S. Ballet Force. Who are you with?
MI6, but not a word to the Eskimos.
Fishy-fishy-io!
Here's the bloody fish.
Thank you, Anouk.
I'm not an Eskimo!
I'm Carpenter of the U.S. Ballet.
Hey, great to have you around. The last decent ballet we got around here was Ballet Rombay. On Thursday, they did Petrushka. Then on Saturday, they did Fidel Malgarde. I thought it was a bit slow, but the other...
Sure is nice to see you, Mr. Salad.
I ain't salad.
What?
You want Teddy Salad?
Yeah. I don't see anyone.
The one on the end, on the right. That's Salad.
That's a dog.
No, only bits of it.
What do you mean?
Listen, Teddy Salad's the most brilliant agent the CIA ever had, all right?
Right.
That's how he made his name. Disguise.
That's incredible.
Yeah. He had to slim down 1.5 pounds to get into that costume. He had 18 inches off each arm and over 3 feet off each leg. The most brilliant surgeon in Europe stuck that tail on.
What about the head?
All of the head was removed, apart from the eyes and the brain, in order to fit into the costume.
That's incredible.
You want to talk to him?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's move over to those trees over there. Mr. Salad, there's a Mr. Carpenter to see you. What's he say? Do you have a bone? Yeah, it's all part of the disguise. Okay, Teddy, here's the bone. All right, you've got his trust now. You can talk to him.
Sir? Sir, Mr. Salad? Sir, I've come direct from the commander of land, sea, and air forces. There's a pretty dangerous situation, sir. Mr. Neutron is missing. The general says you're the only one who'll know where to find him. What's he say?
He wants to go walkies.
Walkies?
Yeah, he's right into today. Do you mind taking him for walkies?
While Carpenter took the most brilliant agent the CIA ever had for walkies, events in the world's capitals were moving fast.
Very well, show him in.
Prime Minister.
Oh, do take a seat.
Prime Minister, we've just had the Supreme Commander U.S. Forces on the phone. Apparently, they want a full-scale red alert.
They what?
They want a full-scale red alert. Every troop movement...
It's all right. Don't worry about Giuseppe. He's English, really.
I see. Well, apparently, the whole structure of world peace is...
Your anniversary, Signora.
No, Giuseppe, not now.
You mean this isn't the lady?
No.
Oh, Signora, my mistake.
Fine.
I believe you, my mistake. I have made my mistake. What a dreadful mistake. Is this mistake what I make? My mistake.
Giuseppe. Mind playing over there?
Oh, very well, Signor. But I play only for you and your beautiful companion. My mistake!
Well, according to this, Mr. Neutron is located somewhere in the London area. We must find him and exterminate him. The Americans say if we don't, they will.
What?
The Americans say if we don't, they will. If he doesn't know what, they'll bomb the entire London area.
We'd better get out of here.
They won't bomb here.
Are you sure?
Sure.
Right. When are they going to start?
Well, apparently they haven't got Neutron yet, but when they do, they're going to say... What?
Did he tell you anything?
No. We chased sticks. We chased a few reindeer.
You've been chasing reindeer, have you? You're a naughty boy, eh?
Look, we haven't got much time. He hasn't given me any information yet.
Okay. Look, tell you what, then. Let's see. You give him one of your meatballs, he'll tell you anything, okay?
Okay.
Wait a minute. He's trying to tell us something. Carpenter. Carpenter.
Yes, Mr. Salad. Can you hear me?
Yeah. It's just it's so goddamn painful in here. What's the problem?
It's Mr. Neutron, sir. He's gone missing. The Supreme Commander wants you to take charge.
I...
Yes, Mr. Salad?
I gotta go walkies again.
Neutron out. Get me Moscow, Peking, and Shanklin, Isle of Wight.
And so the great powers and the people of Shanklin, Isle of Wight, drew their nets in ever-tightening circles around the most dangerous threat to peace the world has ever faced. They bombed Cairo, Bangkok, Cape Town, Buenos Aires, Harrow, Hammersmith, Stepney, Wandsworth, and Enfield. But always it was the wrong place.
Enfield. We apologize for any inconvenience caused by our bombing. Sorry.
But what of Mr. Neutron, the most fearfully dangerous man in the world? The man who could destroy entire galaxies with his wrist. The man who could tear fruit machines apart with his eyeballs. He had not been idle. In fact, he had fallen in love with the lady who does for Mrs. Entro.
Oh, hello, Mr. Entro. What about Enfield, isn't it? It's all gone, so Staines. Lovely shops they used to have in Staines and Stanmore. You know where the AA offices used to be. I don't know where we'll pay our AA subscriptions to now. Do you know where we'll pay our AA subscriptions to now, Mr. N?
I didn't know you were a member of the AA, Mrs. S-C-U-M.
Oh, yes, ever since the cool air broke down in Leytonstone, they towed it all the way to Deauville, FOC. Yes, you know, FOC, free of charge. Well, my husband, Ken, K-E-N, he said it's...
Oh, forget about your husband, Mrs. S-C-U-M. Or may I call you Mrs. S?
Well, you can call me Linda if you like.
No, I'd rather call you Mrs. S.
Oh.
And you can call me Mr. N.
That's what I was calling you.
Mrs. S, there is something I have to tell you.
Yes, Mr. N?
I have just won a Kellogg's cornflake competition.
Oh, Mr. N, that's wonderful.
I got the ball in exactly the right place. The prize is £5,000 in cash, or as much ice cream as you can eat.
£5,000?
I was thinking of taking the ice cream.
Oh, no.
It's been so hot recently.
Oh, you couldn't eat that much ice cream, Mr. N.
Mrs. S, I can eat enormous quantities of ice cream without being sick.
Oh, no. Take the £5,000. Please take the £5,000.
I was thinking, if we got married...
Oh, yes.
We could use the £5,000 to buy a spoon.
Oh, we could buy a lot more than that.
And then fill up with ice cream.
Oh, forget about the ice cream. We need the money.
We need nothing. For there is something I have not told you, Mrs. S-T-U-M.
Oh, please call me Mrs. S.
No, I would rather go back to calling you Mrs. S-C-U-M, Mrs. S-C-U-M. I am the most powerful man in the universe. There is nothing I cannot do.
Mr. N.
I want you to be my helpmate. As Tarzan had his Jane, as Napoleon had his Josephine... As Frankie Lane had whoever he had. I want you to help me in my plan to dominate the world.
Oh, Mr. N, that I should be so lucky.
You're not Jewish, are you?
Another time was when I was in Cairo. I was disguised as a water hydrant. The whole top part of my head had been removed and...
Please, Mr. Salad, you must tell us where Neutron is.
And I functioned, do you hear? I really worked. I could put out a fire.
Please, Mr. Salad.
Mind you, it hurt a bit.
Please, Mr. Salad, there isn't much time. Where is Neutron?
Okay. Give me another meatball and I'll tell you. Okay. Listen carefully. I won't repeat this. You understand?
Yes, yes, quick.
I know where Neutron is right now. I know the exact address, and the exact house, and the exact road.
Okay, where is he?
He's not in America.
No.
He's not in Asia.
No.
He's not in Australia.
No.
He's in...
Yes.
Europe.
Yes.
You want to know where in Europe?
Yes!
Okay, I'll tell you. He's in England. In London. At number 19...
Okay, that's the Yukon. What's left?
Only wise men would go to the desert. Your officer.
Okay, we start with my office.
I will take you away from all this, Mrs. S-C-U-M.
Oh, Mr. N, I'd follow you anywhere.
We will have 2 weeks in Benidorm.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I will make you the most beautiful woman in the world.
beautiful. Oh, Mr. N, you've made my heart sing. Late in life's pageant it may be, but you have made roses bloom anew for me. Life's rich harvest.
Shut up, Mrs. S. We must hurry.
I'll better leave a note for Ken. He'll be expecting us.
Has Mr. Neutron escaped in time? Is the world utterly destroyed? How can Mr. Neutron and his child bride survive? Will his mighty powers be of any avail against the Holocaust? Stay tuned to this channel.
Hello. Well, in fact, what happens is that they are saved by Mr. Neutron's mighty powers just as the last bomb falls on Ryslip. However, the Earth has been blown off its axis, and in a most dramatic and dangerous and expensive sequence, it spins off into space. There are appallingly expensive scenes of devastation and horror, and the final incredibly expensive climax is reached as thousands of ape monsters in very expensive costumes descend from the sky onto the plug of a whole city, which had to be specially built, and fling them all into the sea very expensively. And we're going to see those very expensive scenes right now. Just after the credits, I've gone through. Incidentally, these are going to be some of the most expensive and lavish scenes ever filmed by the BBC, in conjunction with Time Life, of course. These are some of the technical people who have been involved in filming these very expensive scenes. The sound, very expensive sound. Expensive visual effects there. Expensive production assistant. Expensive designer. Cheap director. Well, we're going to see those very expensive scenes right now. Oh, come on, you can give us another minute, Mr. Cotton, please.
Good evening. Last week we learned how to saw a lady in half. This week we're going to learn how to saw a lady in three bits and dispose of the body in...
Look, mate, if you can put on rubbish like that and Horse of the Year show, you can afford us another minute, Mr. Cotton, please. I mean, look at this load of all...
World Domination T-shirts are available from the BBC, World Domination Department, Cardiff.